unbreakable structure of man. Your highway mishap is not half so bad, even from the human standpoint, as has been pictured. From the divine standpoint, and really there is no other, it has not happened. It could not in that realm of law and order in which we live, move, and have our being. Its whole existence rests in belief, and we will not believe. We will know the eternal safety and unshakableness of things. It did not catch you. You cannot be caught, for you are as impalpable as the wind that bloweth where it pleaseth. And you are as unbreakable as principle, of which you are the expression. Life, yours, is unlaboredly continuous, omnipotently irrepressible. And you are altogether too important and too indispensable even to be laid up. Declare and act upon those animative truths you so well understand. It was quite the thing for you to have the surgeon patch you up. There still remains enough for you and me to do, so put your conscience to rest. The accident which preceded your present condition is one of those things which happen not in the world of reality, but in the world of dreams. And we do not have to suffer from the disasters of dreamland. There is no reason why dreams of incapacity may not break any hour, leaving you to walk forth in freedom and dignity. So you will naturally continue to work and pray with this glorious end in view. You and the members of the household should stop looking back at the accident and talking about it, and holding to it as an actuality. You must all do your best to eradicate it from thought as nothing more than a nightmare which never has touched you. You have been in the realm of safety throughout this supposed tragedy. Insist, as you soliloquize, on your present perfection, the present ability to move and get about. The well-madeness you started out with is still with you. Admit it. Any day you may prove it. Charlie's structure is spiritual. This means that truly it never suffered any injury. The description you set forth is like one of the pictures on the screen. People look at them so fixedly that they sometimes howl with grief, or with laughter, as the case may be. Charlie and you are evidently mesmerized with the picture of a damaged portion of his economy, which has no more reality than the movie or cinema. Now stop analyzing what the experts have said and what mesmerism continues to say is the condition. The omnipresence of God means that perfection exists at every point in the universe. This does not leave any room for imperfection anywhere in Charlie's makeup. Perfect God and perfect man is the recipe, and Charlie is the man. Rather fortunate, is it not, that his structure is spiritual, and hence as free as the multiplication table from the attacks of mortality. And so we look out at the universal life about us, and then peek in on that same life on our own premises and remark, "Why, I am that. Therefore, I am in for a good long period of effort and usefulness." You must keep in thought that the accident did not happen, and that the flame did not touch you. This for the simple reason that you are spiritual, and therefore untouchable by fire or any other menace, and that not only you are spiritual, but that you live in the universe of spirit where dangers and accidents do not roam. This is what the scripture means when it speaks of man as dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty, whence he can look out upon disease and disaster and extinguish them as threatenings quite apart from himself. No, there is nothing wrong with you, with your face or eyes or anything else. You are a portion of the universal perfection. Nothing in the way of blemish can be attached to you. Spiritual man, your true self, cannot have the marks you describe. No cause for them, nothing to make them of, no place to put them. They just are not. Suggestion has been lying about you, saying in effect that you fell down and messed things up a bit. No one knows more clearly than you that your structure is spiritual. This means that you cannot fall. Gravity does not pull on you. The indisputable fact is that you have not fallen and you have not been injured. There is nothing to you, and you well know it, but spirit. How then can you be bruised? You cannot be, and you have not been. Hold to these verities and be free. There is nothing to you but unassailable spirit. You have said it often enough. Now you are going to rise to the zenith of demonstration. Yes, you are, young fellow. You are going to prove what man is. Spirit, inviolable, is the all and only of man's being. Speaking along this line, Moses says, I am that. The Upanishads say, thou art that. Now put it your way and say, that is I. You know full well that you were made upright and godlike, and that you never stumbled and fell down. Now be thankful that you are still perfectly intact. In this mood, you will give yourself the best treatment you have ever had. There must be a mistake about your being hurt while lifting the Chesterfield, because spiritual woman, you are one, cannot be strained in any way. You are whole and intact in every respect. Spirit so made and maintains you. Spirit gives you the strength to carry on your work. Do not believe that you are incapacitated in any way. You are not. You are charged with the divine energy, for is not irrepressible spirit in you and through you, so close that it is your very own? Your note telling you of your brother's catastrophe at the front just came. Well, an outsider cannot say much on such occasions. But certainly all of you are right in hoping that things will turn out better for him than now appears. There is a tremendous power in the world, intelligent and much alive, which is called spirit. No one has ever seen it, but everybody has it and feels it, because spirit burgeons forth, and in its course here and there makes men and women. Spirit establishes in them its own faculties, indeed its own life and being and substance. This is why no man can lose his sight and hearing, or his cheek or jaw. All this is true of the brother. He cannot be deprived of his faculties or his parts. They are all permanent and indestructible, because they are of this benign power and substance we call spirit, which has chosen to take up its residence with him, making him, to use the language of a great philosopher, the temple of the living God. Now, if you will all think on these things with a hundredth part of that faith which removes mountains, you will invoke a law which will put that boy back in condition.